Did you have just a general area out in front of your barn?
Yes, just about like we have now out there.
Uh-huh. What did you call that?
A lot. We called it a lot.
What kind of fences did you put up here at first?
Well, we didn't put up rail fence. We put a barbed wire fence. In Missouri, I know my father, and in Texas, they had the rail fences. Their parents did.
Were those like this?
Yes. They'd they'd cut posts, you know, and lay rail. Just what they call them, rail fence.
Uh-huh. Do you have company?
No. They're going to the rail.
That's what we like. And then just sort of lock them together like
yes,
that.
Yes, uh-huh. And our fences was barbed wire. Just the black barbed wire. It wasn't galvanized like we have now.
Well, how did you attach this to the posts?
We're staples. Uh-huh. We had staples.
Well, how'd you get them in the post?
You drive them in with a hammer.
Uh-huh.
My husband's father in Iowa said on rainy days they every scrap of wire that was their work they had to make staples. See, they're coming back now. Another car's coming back.
Well, they make their own out of wire, huh?
They made their own staples.
Huh.
And he made his family shoes too, out of wooden shoes.
Oh my goodness. Were these in the mud or wore them all the time?
Wore them all the time. And my husband said it was real, real entertaining when they had a dance, when they all danced in those wooden shoes,
mm-hmm.
and they'd start off, and then they'd keep time with the shoes, and they could drop the music, you know.
Huh.
Just keep on with
just
the shoes.
Calm. Just sit there and...
uh-huh. With their shoes.
Stamp or stomp?
Yeah. Of course, in this neighborhood, we just had, young folks had play parties. Very seldom we had the square dance. Occasionally they did, but we usually had play parties such all these Skipton Lou and old Joe Clark and things like that.
This is you'd sort of dance.
Yes, it's just about like dancing.
But not a formal dance.
And they only didn't have music, they sang those songs, you know.
Oh, I see. The difference would be music or no music.
Yeah.
Did you have, somebody went to one of these dances by himself, let's say a fellow went by himself, and his girl, or a girl he liked, went by herself, would he ask her anything about after the dance?
You mean could he have her company home? Is that something like that?
Uh-huh. That was common, huh?
Yes. Yes, and then in those days, the boy, if they planned to marry, after they decided they wanted to get married, they would ask their parents' permission to get married. My husband did. My mother and father in the parlor. We had a parlor, you know. Other people stopped in the fireplace room, we called it. We didn't have any heat in the parlor at all. It got pretty cold in there in the winter. But we didn't care. But he called them to the door and told them did they have any objection to he and I marrying. Of course, they thought I was a little young at that time. He said, well, he didn't intend to marry for a year or two. We was engaged for 2 years.
How old were you then?
I was 16. Then,
married when you were 18?
Yeah, married just a few days before I was 18.
Hmm.
About 2 weeks.
Okay.